Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It's hard to believe it's the same week. Yesterday was so bad, and now today it's nice and dry. We got a great show ahead. I hope you stay tuned, whether you're starting your Christmas shopping or out with the kids. Hang around for the hour because we've got lots of good stuff coming up. Lorna Vanderhaeg is going to be here talking about Osteoporosis Awareness Month, also Movember. Jenny Ambrose from the Make House is going to talk about an event on Fort Street. Claire Hanley from Zumba Fitness is going to talk about a fundraiser for the Red Cross, the Philippines. Off the top, though, we're going to talk to Tina O'Connor. She's an author of Be That Mum. And, you know, whether you are a new mum, pregnant, you have teens, or you're an empty nester, this book can apply to you because there's lots of things in there that really speak to us women. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great. I love your book, Be That Mum. Ignite your passions, organize your family, and embrace your family. Be calm, be relaxed, be happy. And I think that's so true, Tina, because I think so many of us go around in a state of frazzle. And maybe it takes big life events to kind of slap us around the face and go, you know, what is your life about? It's to be happy, hopefully, right?
That should be the goal for all of us, to be happy. And I think part of the perception, or part of the problem, is the perception that, you know, if you're busy and frazzled, then you must be successful.
I think that is the new moniker, isn't it, a little bit? Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy.
Yeah, and it's supposed to feel that way, and I'm supposed to be stressed out. But I think we really need to look at it the other way and think, you know what? I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to reprioritize my life so that I've got time for myself, so that I feel relaxed. I've got time for my kids. I've got time for my family. So I'm just going to start saying no to a bunch of other things that really don't take precedence in my life.
And that's
a
very
permission.
And that's an important word, is no, because, you know, you can do all things, but not sometimes at once. So maybe it's not your time to be on that committee. Maybe, you know, someone else can step up. They'll do it later. And I see a key thing in your book, which I really like, and I'm a big proponent of, are lists. Making lists about what you want. You write it down. Tell people about some of these chapters and how you go about kind of finding that happy.
Well, I think one of the first chapters in my books is called Planet Do It. And it's really about sitting down and giving yourself, allowing yourself to have 10, 15 minutes where you just sit there and think, what do I really want for myself? Where are my passions? What's missing? What would I like to have better in my life? And just start writing it down. And I think it's amazing to give yourself that time. It's great to start writing it because something amazing happens. You start writing it, it comes like out of your brain, down your arm, into that pen. You see yourself writing these things. Often things will come out that you didn't even know you were even thinking about. And I give lots of really great examples. So you can sort of poach and steal some of the things that I write in there and make them very personal to yourself. Might prompt some things in your own mind. But just seeing it written there, it changes something subconsciously and really gets you focused and gets you working on those things. And you might go, wow, I really want that. That is so awesome. How can I get it? You know, and then putting things into place in the rest of your life just to start creating that and bringing that stuff to you. It's amazing the change it can do for you.
And it really is true. I think that what you think, what you say, really affects the outcome and what happens. You have to put in positive things. You know, I have a 21-year-old daughter who now, she also is a huge list maker, and she accomplishes stuff because you're setting an example when you do that to your kids of lists and responsibilities and what can be accomplished by doing that.
Yeah, and you feel very prepared, you know. I also think, too, we limit ourselves every day by saying things to ourselves like, you know, I can't do that because, or, you know, I don't have this to do that. I don't have the money. I don't have the education. I don't have whatever time to do those things. And if we start allowing ourselves to really stretch our own beliefs and talk differently to ourselves, we can start doing different things, and we stretch the universe, you know. So allowing yourself to think differently and talking differently to yourself is extremely important as well.
And don't you think, Tina, you know, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people to the best of your abilities, because if you let negative stuff come in, that's how you're going to see it too sometimes.
For sure. And you've got to notice that negativity right away and put your shield on and again, start saying no to some of those interactions in your life. And, you know, it's not, sometimes people really need help and maybe you're not the person to do it for them. But, you know, as women, we always feel like we need to be the ones helping people. And sometimes we need to just walk away from that negativity instead.
Do you think women are sometimes martyrs? You know, oh, I have all this to do. Instead of asking or taking help or someone else can maybe do it, like the laundry or other things, you don't have to do everything all the time?
I think we as women feel like we do need to do all those things all the time. And if we don't, then all of a sudden we're not the person anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very empowering to start asking for help from people and accepting it. Oftentimes people will offer it up and we're like, no, we got this. We got this. Makes us feel good to think that we can do everything when really we should be asking. We should be allowing people to do things. They feel good doing it for us. And lots of more things get done.
Absolutely. Hey, my name's the Duchess, so, you know, I get it.
Right on.
Now, you've also got a chapter on the naturally healthy family. I see the feng shui, like being organized, and then with the health part, maybe using products that aren't on the shelf, that things are, you know, you research a little more what kind of products you use in your body and around mm-hmm. your home.
I think it's super important just from a mindset perspective to start looking at other options. And I think with natural health, it can be very overwhelming if you've never delved into that subject before or you don't know anything about it. It's like, where do you start? You feel like you need some kind of degree or someone like a naturopathic doctor to tell you where to start. So what I really want to do is give people like a few little things that they can try out. You know, instead of using polysporin, let's use silver instead. And how can that be used? And give people these little tips of things they can just start using and build their confidence in those natural products. It's very important to keep that chemical stuff and antibiotics, you know, things like that. I'm just a huge proponent of it, but making it easy. The easier it is for people to try these things, the more willing they'll be to do it.
Yeah, and it's well laid out that you know, there are a few products in there that can help you with that. And also the house flowing well. You know, too much stuff, too much everything, the feng shui aspect of it. It's important that we eliminate some of these things we don't need because that becomes overwhelming in itself.
And really, feng shui is all about energy flow. So when you have clutter in your home, and things that you're not using, it creates this negative energy. And you might not even realize it, but, you know, you're sitting at your kitchen table, maybe trying to do your grocery list, and there's just clutter everywhere. You feel overwhelmed. You know, you come home, you walk in the front door, there's clutter and stuff everywhere. All of a sudden, like, it's just that energy that you get right away on coming into your home. So just to take note of where you have that cluttered stuff, try to get rid of as much of it as you can and just simplify your life. If something doesn't have a place in your home, like, you either need to get rid of something else so that it will have a place or just get rid of that item, like, decide what you need. We have so many things and we feel we have to say yes to so many things in our home, but just allowing for that great energy to come in by getting rid of it is awesome. What else was I going to say?
Well, I was going to say, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about the girly girl, because you also have a chapter in kind of loving ourselves, because if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. When we come back, more with Tina.
If you've been waiting to buy a new car, wait no more. The Hyundai Factory Clear Out is on now. So hurry in and get 0% financing for up to 96 months or up to $4,750 in cash discounts. Get the new 2013 Accent for zero down, $73 bi-weekly. Get an automatic Tucson for only $125 bi-weekly. Time is running out. Experience the Hyundai Factory Clear Out event today, only at Victoria Hyundai. 525 Gorge Road, online at victoriahyundai.com.
We are at the License to Spill sale here at our good friends over at End of the Roll. And I'll tell you where we are today. At 601 Boleskine Road. That's Kitty Corner from the Uptown Mall. Now, why do we call it the License to Spill? Well, I'll tell you. The Mohawk people have got a new product on the market that's called Smart Strand. And you should see what they're doing to it down here at the store. End of the Roll have put on barbecue sauce, chocolate sauce. They put on mustard. I mean, you put whatever you think, throw it on, wine, the whole nine yards on this carpet, and then see how quickly that you can turn that around by just absolutely using warm water to remove it. You won't believe it until you see it, but it's called Smart Strand. Check it out when you come down. As a matter of fact, 10% off on the Mohawk products and their Smart Strand on the store today during this License to Spill sale. And also, check this out as well. A clearance on hardwood at $249 a square foot. Also, area rugs at 10% off. And if you're looking for something very, very special for the kids when it comes to Christmas, NHL, CFL, Team Canada, they've got all the carpets and all the area rugs for them, and they're going to love it. So right now, come by and see us at 601 Valeskin Road. We're talking about the License to Spill sale, and it's at End of the Roll. That's at the Uptown Business Park. Don't miss out.
Welcome back. Let's catch you up on what you missed. Phase one is sold out.
But phase two is looking good.
Gonna have to contradict you there, Jen. Just two homes left in phase two.
What?
Well, you could guess the good news.
Phase three?
Yes, it's just open and is selling now.
Now I gotta go.
Jen?
The Hazelwood Crossing Parade of Homes, on now. Come down and imagine your custom floor plan, yard, garage, and no strata fees. All for a price that'll shock you. In a good way. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
Welcome back to Talk Radio. We're talking savings. You want them, and Save-On Foods has them. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I need help. They're eating us out of house and home.
Ah, right, teens. I feel your pain.
Not my teens. My husband and his hockey buddies.
Well, not to worry. With over 1,000 more rewards offers in store every week, you can earn enough points to head south with the girls and leave the boys in the penalty box. She scores! Save on Foods. Talk about savings.
We're back with Tina O'Connor. Be that mum, ignite your passions, organize your life, and embrace your family. It's a great read, and there's all kinds of great pointers in here that can help you. Now, Tina, people ask you, why you? Are you an expert? Is your life perfect? How did you write the book?
I think really no one is perfect, and the goal is not to be perfect. The goal is to be happy, and that's really what I want women focused on. So my story, I was very, very successful running two businesses, three kids at home, live in childcare. My husband was working his own full-time job, and I was a stressed out, crazy mom, driving kids everywhere, watching my kids grow up in front of my eyes and feeling like I wasn't spending any time with them. And I really had to reprioritize my entire life. So I wrote my first book, Be That Girl, and have since totally changed my life, sold my businesses, stay home with my kids on a more full-time basis, and write books as hobbies and inspire other women to assess their lives and make sure they're staying true to themselves and being happy.
I like it. It's so positive, and that's what we need more of. And you have in there family fun time. I know I do little dates with each of my kids and my husband, of course, but I think also to do that and have time, but have family fun time where, you know, I've always felt experiences are more important than a bigger house and stuff, because that's the fun things, traveling or doing things.
And those are the things you remember when you were a kid yourself, are those sort of family vacations and the quality time that you did spend with your family. Those are the highlights.
What are the fun things you like to do with your family?
Oh, we go sledding. Of course, we live in Calgary, so we've got lots of snow.
Yeah.
We do skating. We love traveling. Camping is one of the ultimate things that we love to do because you're out in the wilderness. There's not a lot of electronics. You're forced to spend time together. Really changes everything, changes the dynamics of everyone sleeping in closed quarters. And, you know, it's awesome.
It's true. You know, when I go with, you know, my kids are teens and young adults, and when I go out for a lunch or just do something with one of them individually, it's amazing the stuff that comes out and how you feel differently about them and vice versa because you've invested some time in each other.
And it's that non-stressed time, you know. You know, we're so busy with everything, it's hard to sort of, like, you're like, yeah, 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 when they're talking to you sometimes, just to give them that undivided attention and vice versa, you know?
Yeah, and then you have to find something, you have release your inner girl. We also have to kind of prioritize ourselves again and make sure we're, you know, kind of doing the things we want to do. Give us some ideas of, in your chapters, what you can do for that if you're kind of stuck.
Sure. So I think, again, as moms and women, once we get married and things like this, we may tend to forget that we're pretty important still and that we should be taking care of ourselves and loving our bodies and dressing our bodies for the way that we want to be perceived and accentuating the things that we love about ourselves and forgetting about the other things. You know, really taking charge of allowing yourself some time, even pleasuring your own self, you know. In the bedroom.
That finding really the love. Help. What do you say? Doing the deed.
You know, to get more of the deed, you've got to be thinking about the deed too. So I really encourage women to think more about it and get yourself into the mood before someone comes home at the end of the day, because men think about it all the time. And it's just something women don't think about all the time. And it's one of the reasons it might take an hour to get into it, because we're thinking about our grocery list and our laundry pile that's sitting there instead of thinking about, you know, these other important things that we need to do for ourselves and nurture ourselves, like allow ourselves that time. It can make you feel extremely amazing, that release and feeling loved that way. And even doing it for yourself is
absolutely
amazing.
And I think that people, you know, whether it's your love life or like in here, you even got like, you know, lingerie or buying some new clothes mm-hmm. or something for yourself or getting
yeah.
flowers. Some things in life that make you feel a little glamorous, a little out of the ordinary for a moment
mm-hmm.
in time.
Absolutely. And I mean, really, some cute panties and a pair of high heels in the bedroom, you're done. You don't need all this fancy lingerie. But, you know, like matching panties and bra can change the way you feel about yourself in the morning.
Yeah, hey, I'm at that age. I got to wear Spanx in there. It's not too sexy, is it?
On the outside, right?
They got to get Spanx lingerie. Anyways, yeah. Hey, be that mom. I got two books to give away. The number is 250-386-1161. The third and fifth caller will get that book. It's really a great book. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I think that you've got some great tips here for people. Christmas is coming up. Give us some tips on how to keep it cool. You got a family and all this stuff to buy. How do you keep Christmas within reasonable means?
I think you start right now looking at your calendar and you decide what your absolute priorities are and what events you're going to do and just prioritize that. So if you know you're going to do Christmas baking, you've got to pick the days you're going to do it. You've got to make your list of what you're going to make. Get all the things ready. Get your kids helping with Christmas. Kids love doing baking. They love writing name tags. They love wrapping presents. And no matter what age they are, there's age-appropriate things that your kids can be doing to get involved. And yes, it's gift-giving season, but you can give baking as gifts. You can package your baking in special ways and give that kind of stuff as gifts to take the pressure off of yourself financially. And it's also, you know, it's lovely to get a gift of jam or something like that, or even like just a cookie dough recipe, things like that that you can, that are thrifty, but that are amazing to get as gifts.
Or even you can just go to the bakery, buy it, and get your own jar and put a label on it. Who's going to know?
Make it look real good. Exactly. Fake it till you make it. I love that. Yeah, so just really deciding what's important to you. If you know you're going to have a family dinner, you know what you're going to make. Like, create a list for all the stuff you're going to need. And if you know you do it every year and you kind of cook the same thing, do it in your computer so that list is there next year. It's one less thing you have to think about, you know.
Awesome.
Even your Christmas gift list, same thing.
Pare it down. Hey, Tina O'Connor, Be That Mom. It's a great read, a great present for Christmas. Wonderful talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Patty. Have an amazing weekend.
Yeah, take care. We're going to shift gears here a little bit. We've got our winners on the phone. Thank you very much for calling, everybody, and for listening today. Claire Hanley from Zuba Fitness Victoria is here on the phone. There's a fundraiser going on to help Red Cross in the Philippines. How are you, Claire?
I am very well, Patty. How are you this morning?
Excellent. You know, we're talking about Be That Mom. You're that mom. You do it all, and you have your business, and you also try and give back where you can. And you have a fundraiser coming up. Is that today?
It is today, and this is an event that has been put together actually by the Filipino community. Car Hamosa is one of our participants in Zumba with us, and she, like many of the Filipino community in Victoria, have had family, friends affected by this Typhoon Haiyan. And she started out sort of with a small idea of doing a fundraiser through her church, and in true form, it has expanded. And a number of Zumba instructors from all across town, different Zumba instructors, not just Studio VZF, but people from other companies as well, have jumped on the bandwagon, and we're doing a 1.5-hour class this afternoon by donation, open to anyone and everyone. And Carr has arranged for the donations to go to the Red Cross in the Philippines.
Wonderful. And whereabouts is that going to be held, Claire?
It's at the Garth Homer Center, which is 813 Darwin Avenue. It's kind of hidden behind...
near the Municipal Hall.
Near the Municipal Hall, Saddish Municipal Hall, exactly. And so it's easy to get to, central to get to. There's parking in the Municipal Hall. There's parking in the center as well. And it's a great big room, and we're hoping to get as many people as we can out today.
What time of day is that, Claire? What time is it starting?
It's 4 o'clock this afternoon till 5:30.
So that is donation then?
Yep, totally by donation, and all proceeds are going to the Red Cross. All the instructors are donating their time. My understanding, too, is that the Garth Homer Center has opened their doors and given us their sound system to use. So it's truly a community event where people are recognizing that there's more to the world than just what happens in our everyday lives.
Absolutely. And the Red Cross, of course, is a great way to do that because the money goes directly to them. And this is a huge scope, this tragedy. The news cycle changes so quickly, things get forgotten, and we need to remember this time of year when you're out Christmas shopping, let's give back to other people. And Zumba's like that. You know, people ask me, because they know I come to your classes, what's Zumba like? And it's like, it's fun. And whether you are, 5 or 85, it doesn't matter because there's no level that you have to worry about. Go today and try it, or just even watch. Go donate and just watch in the background. But it is fun. It is really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone is welcome to come and join us, and they can participate for 5 minutes, the whole hour and a half. They can come up on stage and dance with the instructors, anything they want, and always working at their own level because there's no expectations that you're going to move like anybody except yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's good. And, Claire, if people can't make it today but they want to donate, how do they get a hold of you if they want to know more? I know they can go to the Red Cross here locally, but also if they want to get in touch with you,
how do they
do that?
If people want to get in touch with me and I can make sure that we get the donations to Car Hermosa, who's the organizer, they can call, either email me at info@victoriazumba.com or call me on 250-888-8403.
Well, it sounds like a fun day. And, we are going into Christmas, Claire, so we have about a minute here. Give us some good tips to keep our mojo going, because this time of year we start thinking of snacking more, doing less exercise. What can we do to keep going here?
Well, I was thinking about what your other presenter was saying this morning about the importance of carving out time for ourselves. And it's just, it can be a zoo trying to do that in our lives these days with, phones and everything else. But carving out an hour to go and do something for yourself, whether it is a Zumba class, a yoga class, anything. And we really, Zumba is such a fun and endorphin-releasing kind of workout. Someone actually said to me, she said, I could feel the endorphins flowing in the class this morning that I taught. And there's just this real vibe of happiness, and you lose yourself.
You totally do.
What is going on. You can't think about anything else because it's just way too much fun. There was a woman in my class this morning who has an end-of-life memorial or celebration for her father who passed away earlier this year, and she was in class because it was taking that time for herself.
That's a wonderful thing to do. And if you want to give back to today, Garth Hormone Center at 4 o'clock, giving back, go see Claire or get a hold of her. Thank you for doing that, Claire, and we'll see you next week.
That sounds great, Pat.
Okay, take care. Back after the news.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
My friends, you've got to come down and see us at End of the Roll, because at End of the Roll, we're having a License to Spill sale. And what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what's happened. The Mohawk Products people, those are the people that produce some fabulous carpeting. They've come up with a whole new line of carpeting, and it's called Smart Strand. Now, I'm not kidding you. When you come into the store, you will see chocolate sauce, barbecue sauce, there's mustard, wine, whatever you want to spill on that carpet, and they will take it off with a hot water extraction. That's it. And it put it on the white carpet. Doesn't matter. It'll come right out for you. That's why they call it Smart Strand. They've got 10% off on that Mohawk product for you, so check all of that out, and all kinds of different colors, things that you will want for your home, your rec room, whatever it may be. As well, a clearance on hardwood at $2.49 a square foot. Bamboo starting at $2.99 a square foot. Also, area rugs, 10% off, and 99 cents a square foot for ceramic tile, and that's a starting point for you. You can also get luxury vinyl tile that was $2.99 a square foot. They have cut that right down to $1.99. So check it all out for yourself. We are at End of the Roll. We're at 601 Boleskine Road. That's just kitty corner from the Uptown Mall. You'll know it when you see the sign. It says Uptown Business Park. And we're right in here at 601 Boleskine at End of the Roll. And all kinds of deals for you. But when you're here, check out Smart Strand. You're going to love it.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. Former Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield will be signing copies of his book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life, at Bolin Books in Hillside Center today at 2 o'clock. With family ties to Victoria, Hadfield told CFAX 1070's Pamela McCall yesterday that seeing the island from space had special meaning.
I saw some excellent views of Victoria and Vancouver Island, took lots of pictures of them both day and night. And since I lived in Victoria when I went to school in the 70s at Royal Roads, of course I would look for, you know, all of the features to see the harbor and Esquimalt and all the way up Colwood and everything to see where I used to be. So
Hadfield became a social media sensation with his Twitter pictures of Earth while he was in command of the International Space Station. Shawnigan Lake Residents Association received word Friday that their application for a stay against the South Island aggregates was granted. The Environmental Appeal Board announced the decision Friday after determining the risk of contamination to the landfill near Shawnigan Lake outweighed the financial inconvenience to South Island aggregates. The proposed dumping of contaminated soil into the landfill had been a concern of Shawnigan Lake residents as they claimed it would contaminate local watersheds. A Burnaby coroner's jury examining the death of 26-year-old Angus Mitchell wants all gun license applications to include a consent to release medical information. Mitchell was shot dead by police in May 2012 following the murders of two people and the non-fatal shooting of his landlord. The jury also wants somebody to study whether it's feasible for families to force loved ones who have psychiatric assessments. An investigation by the Vancouver Police Department found officers weren't at fault for the shooting, and a video from above the scene showed Mitchell shot at police first. Taking a look at weather now, today a mix of sun and cloud with winds picking up near the Juan de Fuca Strait, highs to 9 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 60% chance of rain overnight, dipping down to 3 degrees. And for your Sunday, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Again, winds near the Juan de Fuca Strait picking up in the evening and highs to 9 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and a lot of people know about Movember, but I'm not sure if everybody's aware that November is Osteoporosis Awareness Month. It affects a lot of people. Lorna Vanderhaeg is here with us, author and women's health expert. How are you, Lorna? Hello. We have temporarily lost Lorna. We'll just give her a call. The stats are really startling. I think a lot of people think that they have to wait till they turn 50 before they get tested for this. And people in their 20s and 30s are breaking bones. And a lot of people figure that calcium is the only thing that can help this condition. And it is not. The four causes of bone loss: poor diet, low thyroid, high stress, birth control pills. You know, stress is really affects a lot of different things, high cortisol levels. Lorna Vanderhaeg is joining us now. She's on the phone. Do I hit this twice? Okay. Hey, Lorna, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. We were talking about osteoporosis this month, and, you know, a lot of people think that you have to be really old to have this and to have broken bones, but we're finding out that whether it's our diet, maybe too many sodas, I don't know, that we're breaking bones and getting osteopenia before that. Tell us a bit about osteoporosis, first of all.
Well, osteoporosis is a breakdown of bone, and yes, we used to think it was a disease of older women, but one in three women today are developing osteoporosis, one in five men,
wow.
So it's not just a female disease, and it's a 100% preventable condition, so no one should ever develop osteoporosis.
Really?
Because
wow.
we know what causes it, so we can do the things we need to do to prevent it. And when we're looking at the age groups that are affected, it's interesting because we purchased a bone density machine. We've been doing bone density tests all over the lower mainland of Vancouver. And what we've discovered is a third of the women have nice strong bones, a third of the women have pre-osteoporosis, so that's when we can start to see that their bone is becoming porous and at a higher fracture risk, and then a third of the women have full-blown osteoporosis. But what is shocking is the number of 20-year-olds in the 20-year-old category that already have osteopenia.
Wow. And what is this now? Is it dieting? Is it what is causing this at such a young age?
Well, I think the young age issue is a lot of teenagers being put on the birth control pill to treat acne.
Really?
They're not coming off it until their 30s, so that's a challenge. We're also not doing as much weight-bearing exercise, meaning walking and things like that. And it's our diet. You know, we're just not eating the right kind of foods to build strong bones. And, you know, even in schools, they've cut extracurricular sports activities because the teachers don't want to do those activities after their school hour. And so as a result, our kids are becoming sedentary, and the way we build nice, strong bone is by exercising.
And how does that happen? So by doing weight-bearing or, like, walking even, that creates density in the bone?
Right. So bone is not like a fence post. It's not like a static substance. It is constantly being built up and broken down, built up and broken down. And that's what makes nice, strong bones. And so the way to do that is things like skipping. When you were a kid, you used to do double dutch with your girlfriends. We want to do that again. And lifting weights. And yes, walking. Those three would be the best exercises to build nice, strong bone. And even 10 minutes of weight-bearing exercise a day is going to go a long way to making sure you have nice, strong bones. Of course, smoking breaks your bones down, you know, not getting enough vegetables in your diet and not having enough good, clean sources of protein. And you notice I didn't say calcium. And part of the issue is we've been telling women for decades now to eat lots and lots of calcium, and yet our rates of osteoporosis are getting worse and worse. Well, they finally realized what is the key to nice, strong bones, and it's about building collagen in the bone. Collagen is the glue that makes the bones nice and strong. And then eating calcium in your diet from things like broccoli and salmon with the bones in it, canned salmon with the bones in it, and nuts and seeds. And then also making sure you take some nutrients that keep the bone-building minerals in the bones.
I think we were brought up with this thing, drink tons of milk, and people were over-drinking milk and probably dairy products to a degree, because that's not the only thing that can give you calcium, or just take this pill. So it's not as easy as just taking a calcium pill. There's different things. What pills or vitamin? I know vitamin D is big because my son broke his leg in June, and I think the vitamin D helped heal that quicker. What nutrients do we need, and how does that help heal bones and quit osteoporosis?
Well, the most important nutrients, one is vitamin D3, and that keeps calcium and other minerals in the bone. And then the superstar for bone health is vitamin K2, MK7. So it has to be that kind of vitamin K2. So it's called vitamin K2, MK7. And this vitamin, they've shown very clearly that it keeps all the bone-building minerals in the bone, which is important. Because when we talk about things like calcium, last year they sent out a big report saying, maybe all this calcium's been dangerous. And they found that when we took the wrong kind of calcium, and there's a lot of wrong kind of calcium, carbonates and gluconates. So when you look on the label of your supplement, if it says calcium carbonate, calcium gluconate, those kinds of calcium are very hard to absorb. They don't end up in the bone. And what they do is they end up floating around the body. So we end up with calcium deposits in the breast, which causes breast calcifications, and calcium deposits in the arteries, which cause hardening of the arteries. And so what vitamin K2 MK7 does is it keeps the calcium that's in the body, moves it right into the bone where it should be. And that way, of course, we get better, stronger bones.
Wow, Lorna, you know your stuff. Back in a few minutes with Lorna to talk more about osteoporosis.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You recall playing our CFAX Lucky Canuck contest, correct?
I do.
You were one of those people that was lucky enough to get through, win our instant prize, and today is grand prize day, so it's good news day for you, Julie French.
No way.
You're the grand prize winner.
Well, thank you so much.
On the next show, we'll have an update from the Philippines, plus the latest on Toronto Mayor Rob Ford and local news every 15 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, if you're looking for one-of-a-kind items to gift as presents this year, come out to the Christmas Gift Fair that's happening today. They have a huge selection of handmade clothing and accessories, but that's not all. They have kitchenwares, jewelry, stationery, all that, and much, much more here at the Burnside Gorge Community Center. That's at 471 Cecilia Road. The show is free to attend, and it runs till 4 this afternoon. And happening at Commonwealth Place, we have the Victorian Christmas Fair. Lots and lots of great vendors here as well. Handmade items, free parking, food, kids area. That event is $3 at the door, and it runs till 5 this evening. For more information, you can always head to CFAX1070.com. Until then, my name is Wesley Yu, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
The fall blowout is on now at Dodge Furniture and Mattress. Right now, do not pay until January 2015. Dodge Furniture has the largest Serta and Simmons mattress gallery on the island, with over 50 beds to choose from. Like a made-in-BC 6-piece solid wood bedroom suite for only $13.98, or a made-in-BC 3-piece sofa, love seat, and chair set for only $15.98. Dodge Furniture. Get blown away at 715 Finlayson and DodgeFurniture.com.
Tis the season to book your staff Christmas party, business seminar, or workshop. And what better place to enjoy these joyous holiday events than at Cedar Hill Golf Course? We've got amenities galore to make your event extra special, including on-site catering, friendly staff, and free parking. Not to mention, Cedar Hill is one of Greater Victoria's most popular golf courses. Book your event while the best selection of dates last. Call today or check us out at golfcedarhill.com. Cedar Hill Golf Course, the perfect choice for work and play.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeg, author and women's health expert. Lorna, I know you have lots of stuff on your website. If people want to know more about you and more about all this information, how do they get a hold of you?
People can go to the website at hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help. .com. And I also wanted to let people know that Lifestyles Market is giving away one of my books for free in the store. It's called An A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health. So they can go in there and talk to people about bone health in the store and look for the book.
Awesome. Sounds great. Now we're talking about osteoporosis because this is Osteoporosis Awareness Month. Is there a familiar thing with this? If your mother has it, do you get it? Or is that the way it goes?
Well, yeah, when we're looking at things that run in families, it doesn't necessarily mean it's hereditary or that you have a gene for it. What it means is we may be eating the same as our parents. And this is an important thing to remember. So if your mom has osteoporosis, you should get focused on that very, very early on preventing it. And just like when I tell people, if your parents have heart disease, whatever you do, don't eat like them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, change the way you eat. Start lifting weights early or skipping. You know, you could do 10 minutes of skipping a day and you'd be in phenomenal shape and your legs and arms and everything would get nice strong bones, which would be great. And then we really should look at building collagen. And when we think about collagen, we think about wrinkles. But collagen is all about, you know, building those nice, strong bones.
You know, you're talking about skipping. I think skipping has gone the way of the dodo, like the hula hoop. I don't know if you try that at this age in life, but it's pretty impossible. But if we can walk or do some weights, like even hand weights by the couch, that will help, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're, you know, walk every day, walk everywhere you can, you know, walk upstairs, walk downstairs, don't take the escalator, and definitely get yourself those Velcro weights. And these are weights that you can Velcro on your wrists and ankles. They come in a 1 to 5 pound size by the 1 pound. And Velcro them on your wrists and ankles and wear them while you're at home. And, you know, I wear them while I'm doing housework and while I'm working at home and when I go for a walk. And this also helps build nice, strong bone.
And Dowager's hump, you know, we see this a lot in older people. Is that osteoporosis or something else?
No, that's osteoporosis. When you start to see people get the hump right up above their shoulders and they're starting to, you know, fold over and crunch down, that's a sign of osteoporosis. That means you're starting to actually have bone fractures in the spine. And, you know, we have to get very focused on preventing osteoporosis, because 20% of people who have a hip fracture associated with osteoporosis die. Another 20% don't get out of long-term care facilities. So this is a very serious disease that we can prevent, building collagen in the body, taking things like vitamin D3 and vitamin K2, MK7.
And, you know, this applies to men, too, because a lot of men fall in this category. So it's not just a woman's thing. So don't think it's just women get osteoporosis, because I think sometimes that's the case.
Oh, I think that people do not realize that it's a man's disease as well. And the thing is, women live longer, so we see more women with osteoporosis. But I had a dear friend who was, you know, in her 70s, and she was standing in the kitchen talking to her son, and three of her vertebrae broke while she was just standing, doing nothing. And she said to me, she said, you know, I should have taken this more seriously when I was younger and really focused on building bone then, because, you know, once you're in that situation, it's bad. And part of the problem as well is the drug treatments, especially if you're using the bisphosphonate drugs, they've been found, actually our dentist discovered that when women take the osteoporosis drugs called bisphosphonates, that they can develop something called osteochondrosis of the jaw, which is basically bone breakdown. So, you know, we really have to look at prevention. And once we get osteoporosis, we need to make sure that we are taking adequate vitamin D3 and the MK7. And you can look for products like Bone Booster in the health food store, which have all of these bone-building nutrients in them.
Well, that's why this show is great, because, you know, if you help one person today that hears this and does something about it, then, you know, that's all what makes it worthwhile. And you've given some great information, so I hope people really take it to heart and go and do something about it. I want to touch on something before we go to break. It's Movember, Prostate Cancer Awareness. I know Mark Townsend, the Mount Doug coach, has got a fundraiser going if you want to look up his webpage. Tell us about prostate cancer awareness and ways men can help themselves.
Right. Well, one thing I want to point out that is very important is if your husband or your man listening and you have low back pain, because a lot of guys start, they say, oh, I hurt my back, I injured my back, I injured my back, and they're walking around with this low back pain that they don't get checked out. And that is one of the warning signs that you've got something going on with your prostate.
Wow.
So get a prostate check. Men don't like to have them, just like women don't like to have pap smears. But
yeah,
go have a prostate checked. And, you know, this is another situation where we can prevent prostate disease by putting men on zinc early. Zinc is a mineral. So for all the 20-year-olds out there, they should be taking zinc now and a herb called saw palmetto. So those two things have been found to keep a man's prostate healthy. And they need to start taking it younger and younger and younger.
What about testing? Because I know there's a lot of false positives. What is the controversy on that? I guess you have to get checked anyways and see what happens.
Right. There's a huge controversy about a PSA test. And, you know, so as a result, I'm not even sure if it's covered by our standard medical
plan. Which is bad,
which
is really bad. I mean, I don't know why men aren't covered for this.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to have it done, go have it done. It's not expensive. And better yet, I always tell people, you know, let's prevent things so that we, you know, don't end up in a situation where we're testing and then find out we have it. Let's get on these nutrients early. Drinking too much beer is not good.
Okay.
Men need to drink a lot more water to keep things moving down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another important point. So,
what about peeing at night? Is that one of the signs, too? If you were up too many times at night, is that an indicator?
Yeah, the symptoms are, you know, you go to bed, you go to sleep, and then you're waking up, you know, two times a night, three times a night to go to the bathroom. It usually starts with one time a night, and then trouble starting and stopping a urine stream. So if you're a guy and you start to notice it's taking a long time to start a urine stream or you can't shut it off, that's also a sign that you've got an enlarged prostate happening, or prostatitis or one of those conditions. and men should keep track of this, and better yet for the wives, if your husband is getting up a couple of times at night to pee, then he needs a prostate formula, and go into the health food store and get a really good prostate formula that has zinc and saw palmetto in it, and have him start it today.
And it's not necessarily that you need to have surgery or any of these things right away if you have some symptoms, is that correct?
Oh, no, they generally don't do surgery for things like enlarged prostate. They work to get the inflammation down and to fix that problem. And, you know, even with prostate cancer, generally it's a slow-going, growing cancer. And a lot of men die with that cancer. It hasn't killed them. They die just of, you know, old age. So, but still, I mean, it can be serious, and there are men dying of prostate cancer. So we want to protect the prostate early, just what like we want to have nice, strong bones.
Wow, you have given us so much information today. Lorna, thank you so much. You can find Lorna Vanderhaeghe online. Also, she's got her book at Lifestyle Markets. Thank you, Lorna. Look forward to talking to you again next month or in the new year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take good care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jenny Ambrose from The Makehouse.
It's been said that it's always sunny at the Shelbourne Plaza. And by sunny, they mean friendly, clean, and safe. Holiday shopping has never been so easy. With free parking and 20 shops and services, most of them owner-operated.
Morning, Susan.
How you doing, Dawn?
You can find unique gifts, grab a bottle of bubbly, do your banking, have a bite to eat, and buy all your groceries in one place. So visit the sunny Shelbourne Plaza, deep in the heart of the Shelbourne Valley at Shelbourne and Cedar Hill Crossroads.
We're your friends and neighbors.
We're at the License to Spill sale, and I'll tell you where we are. We're at 601 Boleskin Road, and that's just kitty corner from Uptown Mall. And what does it mean when we say License to Spill? Well, End of the Roll has put a special sale together today, and we're talking about Mohawk products. They're the ones that manufacture what they call a smart strand. When you come into the store, they put together a strip of carpeting with the smart strand, and they put on chocolate sauce and barbecue sauce and mustard and all kinds of things on there. And you can literally just take it off. I don't care how white that carpet might be. They'll take it right off with hot water extraction. It's that easy. You don't have to go and get all kinds of foam and a whole series of things like that. No, it doesn't have to be done. That's why Smart Strand is on at 10% off for you. Made by Mohawk. Check it out for yourself when you come to see us today right here at End of the Roll. Also today, laminate flooring at $1.99 a square foot. Ceramic tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. And you say you want to put some really nice luxury vinyl on your floor. They've got it, luxury vinyl tile at $1.99 a square foot, regularly $2.99, and it's for this weekend only. That's Saturday and Sunday. Vinyl flooring also starting at 99 cents a square foot. And if you're looking for something really special for the kids for Christmas and Christmas gift giving, they've got all of their favorite hockey teams and football teams. They've got the carpeting and the area rugs for them, so check it out. They'll love it in the bathroom, love it in their bedroom, and you can get it all here today at End of the Roll. Where we are, 601 Boleskin Road. You want to give us a call? You can at 250-386-8883. Remember, End of the Roll and the License to Spill sale is on now.
The 101st Grey Cup playoffs continue on TSN. First up, the Battle of Ontario. Henry Burris and the Ticats face off against Ricky Ray and the defending champion Argos in the Eastern Final. Then, Corey Sheets and the Riders are one step closer to a hometown Grey Cup appearance. But to get there, they'll have to take down John Cornish and the Stamps in the Western Final. Ticats Argos at 9, Riders Stamps at 1. Tomorrow on TSN and TSN Radio.
What a show. I just have so much fun doing this. I hope you've had a great time as well. We've heard lots of great information today. I wanted to give a big shout out to the Mount Doug Rams football team. They are on their way next week to UBC. They're in the playoffs. They won last night against St. Thomas More in terrible conditions out there in the West Hills. It was rainy, and they came through again, and a wonderful bunch of parents and volunteers and coaches headed up by Mark Townsend, and congrats to them, and go Rams. Also, if you want to get hold of me, you can look me up, lifestylewithpattymack.com, my website. You can look at past shows, a little bit of information on there. Also, if you have someone you like to profile or any good info for me, let me know. Up next, one of my guests I have on quite a bit, Jenny Ambrose from The Makehouse, is joining us. There's an event coming up, Fabulous Fort. How are you, Jenny?
I'm great, thank you.
Good stuff. I was there this week. I'm doing an upholstery course with Jenny at The Makehouse, and It's amazing what you can do. It is so fun to learn a new skill. And, of course, the teacher is quite a hoot as well. You have lots of cool stuff. We'll talk about that in a minute. But tell us about the event Fabulous Fort coming up.
So Fabulous Fort is happening on Thursday, November 28th from 5 till 8. And it's basically over 40 independent retailers on Fort Street that are going to be staying open late that evening. But it's not just about shopping. It's actually... each store is going to be doing something a little bit special. What we're doing at the Make House, we've got live jazz and blues with Shanna Dance and Pablo Cardenas playing piano. And also we're bringing in loads of our local designers and local makers to sell their wares. A lot of these designers and makers actually only sell their products and designs through websites and craft fairs, and so we like to try and give a platform to bring their stuff offline and make it available for people to come and actually look and touch and maybe talk to some of the makers themselves and see what they're all about.
And it's so great to profile downtown and Fort Street because there are some wonderful shops, including yours there, that offer great products and the buildings are cool and it's just a funky area.
This is the Antique Row, you know. There's so much happening and there's so many new businesses and a lot of people actually... if they're used to being at the other side of town, maybe they don't come up Fort Street that often anymore, or maybe they never have. This is a really great opportunity to come after work, you know, when the shops are usually closed. A lot of our neighbors close up at 5 o'clock. The old school antiques guys, they don't hang around so much in the evening.
So what date is this, Jenny?
This is November 28th.
November 28th.
Yep, from 5 until 8.
5 until 8, and it'll be all lit up and pretty. And,
yes.
And that is from what street to what street then? From Douglas up to...
No, I think further down. I think it starts from Government all the way up to Cook Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be so fabulous.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
And a good chance to check out our favorite neighbors at Chorizo & Co. If you haven't gone to... have a little sample of their delight. You need to get down there. They're one of our favorite neighbors.
And, of course, our friends the London Chef is on that street, too.
Absolutely.
And Killshaw's Auctions. Oh, my gosh, there's so many cool things.
I love Fort Street. Honestly, there's no other home for the Make House in Victoria other than Fort Street.
It's really cool. Now, you have lots of great courses that people want to look up the Make House. It's really a community place.
I have four people in that are all sewing right now, so there's actually, it's buzzing in here.
Oh, cool. Now, if people want to, I know I had a listener that emailed me about mesh bags. There's all kinds of things you can do with different products. Give us a simple thing. What can people do if they want to do a homemade craft for Christmas? There's a multitude of things, even if you're not super crafty.
Well, one of the most simple projects, and something that we've been doing here since the weather started to get a bit cooler, is making your own hot and cold packs, which you can just fill with rice, really, and you can put it in the microwave to heat it up or in the freezer to keep it cold.
It's really
simple because it's all in the fabric, right? So you're basically choosing fabric tailored for somebody, a print that they would really love, and you're basically sewing a rectangle, dividing it in three parts so that it can be, you know, be put around the neck or and filling it with rice.
That's a great go-to. And if you want to get a hold of Jenny, she's at the Make House, Make House on Fort Street. Make sure you join the Fabulous Fort. Thanks so much, Jenny. Have a great
day.
TJ,
Patty,
as always, you betcha. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy. Go Rams!